This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
We have the God of creation who created stuff you can see and stuff you can't see. My God, who took an earth suit to deliver a package. The law came by Moses. Moses couldn't deliver grace. Who can you think of that could have delivered this it's even bigger than unmerited favor. Who could deliver this glory to man?
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul. Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
We are looking at the Gospel of John. And last week we talked about the Mosaic Law versus the grace that came by Jesus. And so tonight what we're going to talk about, continue that grace and truth and see what that's about. Now, in this series, we're going to stick with the word, just textbook. It's just so many amazing pieces that we need to really look at and talk about, and I think it'll be a blessing to you. St. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, and he says here, in the beginning was the Word. Now, I'm going to challenge how we've been reading, okay? You know, sometimes we get an explanation of something, and we just stick with that forever, and we say, well, that's just what that means, and I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will take you deeper. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, here's the thing that should get our attention, and the Word was God. Now, this is in the beginning. This is before we called Him Jesus. We see something in the book of Genesis when the Spirit of the Lord showed up in Genesis right when He was getting ready to sacrifice His Son. You know, where was Jesus before He was put into a human body and called Jesus, you see? The triune existed, but I want you to go just a little deeper with this, not to bring about any confusion, but you're going to have a really big understanding of why Jesus was the only one that could give us grace and truth. Moses couldn't give it to us. No other man on the planet, nobody that was created could give it to us. Jesus was the only one that qualified to give us grace and truth. And so I paused here today. I really had to take a break. I was like looking at this and I was so blown away. I didn't know what to do with this information. So I said, let's go to Bible study and share it with you guys, you know? He said, the Word was God. So that's before we knew Him as Jesus. We know eventually this is going to be Jesus. The Word was God. Verse 2, he says, the same was in the beginning with God. The Word that was God, it was in the beginning with God. Yeah. Verse 3, all things were made by the Word that is God, and the Word that was with God all things were made by him, and subtract him, without him was not anything made that was made. So you can never include him with the created. I felt that thing, boy. Let me come. You can't include him with the created. He's not created. But all of creation came through him. And without him, you ain't got nothing. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him, now this is the part I want you to get. In him was life. He breathed into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. But the life was in him. He wasn't the created. He had the ability to be responsible for everything that's created, both seen stuff and unseen stuff. Okay? In him was life, and the life that was in him was the light of men. The life in him, now breathed into the nostrils of a man, became light to a man. 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Real quick, look at that verse in the NLT, and then we'll go back to the King James. Look at this in NLT, St. John 1:5. He says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The light shined in the darkness, and the dark, it can never be extinguished. Now, think about this now. You cannot kill a spirit. Once life has been given unto you, it can't be extinguished. It can exist in one realm or another, but it can't be extinguished. And that's why I look at church folks. It's like, dude, do you realize how much you don't know? I had a moment this morning where I just thought, everything I've ever thought I knew, everything I thought I understood, remains to be seen once I leave this physical body and return to the creator of all creation, both seen and unseen. You don't even know how that's going to take place. We think, well, you're going to die and you're in heaven. Do you understand what happens? The body is like a container. What happens when you take the top off of a container? What happens when what's in the container comes out? Woo, this is gonna be outstanding. And while I'm at it, spend at least 30 minutes a day praying in tongues over the next 6 months, and you're gonna be all right. Stuff crazy right now. 30 minutes a day praying in tongues. So whether you believe it or not, pray in tongues. Okay? See, if you have to sit there and say yabba dabba doo, yabba dabba doo, you just pray in tongues. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Whew. All right, go back to King James in verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, he's not talking about the John that's writing this epistle. He's talking about John the Baptist. So there was a man sent from God whose name was John, referring to John the Baptist. The same John the Baptist came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Whew. That all men through him might believe. He's the carrier of life. He's the carrier of light. He can impact all men who believe. All right, watch this. Verse 8. He was not that light, John said. John says, I'm not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. I need to see this. All right, now, verse 9. Almost there. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The true life light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. And then verse 14. Skip on down, John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh. Now stop right there. Are you serious? This amazing, infinite being that is not in the category of the created, that everything that was created came through Him. He took a demotion into a flesh body. He who created creation stepped into it. Let me give this. I was maybe 9-10 years old. I was a member of Mount Zion AME Church. My pastor was Reverend Dunlap. And we were having, you remember the summer Bible school thing that your mom used to make you go to? So he was outside, and we were talking, and I asked him a question. I asked my mom a question. She said, ask Reverend Dunlap. I asked Reverend Dunlap. I said, now, if I got a father, and my father got a father, and his father got a father, who's God's father? And he says, most of the answer that during that time was, God works in mysterious ways. And I was praying, and just out of nowhere, God said, would you like to know the answer to that question you asked years ago? I said, oh, yes. And he said to me, you're trying to relate to God like His creations relate to one another. He created the system of a father having a father having a father. You can't see Him in what He's created. Don't try to put Him in the same process as what He's created. But He loved His creation so much, He reduced Himself from the Creator to dwell amongst His creation. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us so we could behold His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, and He showed up in flesh full of grace and full of truth. It's not grace one piece, truth another piece. You can't separate grace and truth. Grace is the truth. They'll always go together, all right? So I need you to see who Jesus is. I think sometimes we reduce Him down because of His love for us to take on flesh so He can deliver grace and truth. There's nobody else that could deliver eternal grace. Nobody. Nobody qualified to be full of grace and truth. And if you believe in Him, notice what it says, believe that He's the Christ. That's St. John chapter, the last chapter, 20, I think, verse 30, 31. Believe that He is the Christ. Believe He's the Son of God. And believing, you'll have life. And you'll have it eternally. Just by believing, you'll have life. Now, I'm looking at this today, and I'm thinking I ain't going to finish this teaching today because I'm probably going to get stuck here. I think we'll get a little bit more in bed. But I need you to pause a little bit and recognize who you dealing with. You're not dealing with Jesus, just the man. You're dealing with God and His glory, full of grace, that He had to take a earth suit to deliver the package. And I'll show you tonight that this book of John speaks of the deity of Christ more than any writing in the Bible. And Jesus says stuff like, the Father and I, God and I are one. What would you think, seriously, what would you think if I got to pick one and say, I'm God and He me? Y'all like, stone that joker. That's exactly what they did. Because ain't nobody hearing that. They're not hearing that. That His love was so awesome, He had to get an earth suit to deliver grace and truth to you and me. And that grace and truth through believing would be eternal. Ooh, Lord have mercy. That just blows my mind. And so He says, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, you're going to have to take this home and dwell on it a little bit, or you'll continue to diminish the greatness of what we have. We have the God of creation who created stuff you can see and stuff you can't see. My God. Who took an earth suit to deliver a package. The law came by Moses. Moses couldn't deliver grace. Who can you think of that could have delivered this it's even bigger than unmerited favor. Who could deliver this glory to man? So that's what I'm saying. When you leave this body, all this little church stuff that's going on, our little church thing, you know, little church thing, little programs we make, the little stuff we do, the little songs we make. You don't even have a clue to the fact that once you stand before the one who created you, you will stand in perfect knowledge, perfect wisdom. I doubt if you can hardly go remember anything because it's just going to all... Being in His presence is going to burn stuff and wash the... You will now be aware of all of the greatness that was imparted in you that was diminished because you had an earth suit. Now, I knew tonight that everybody wasn't going to understand what I was saying. But at least you got a chance to see how excited I am about what I'm saying. And we're going to be working on this through this series. And so in my head, I thought, I cannot just look at the Son of Man. And I got to be careful at looking at just the Son of God. I now have to look at the Word in the beginning that was God, who created principalities, powers, spiritual realm, physical realm, and that awesomeness took on an earth suit. I used to like wonder, why you didn't hang around 70 years? I don't think that the body of Jesus could have held it that long. Mm-mm. And that's why it changed. He put on His glory suit. That's a lot of glory packed in that. Whew. I got some other things I can say about that, but I'm gonna leave that alone. All right, now, so what we're gonna do here is we're gonna talk about, I've used this word before. I think I've set you up with this word called preeminence. I want you to get the definition of preeminence because that's the first thing that's got to be established before you can really take hold of this grace is you've got to establish the preeminence and the glory of Jesus Christ. Preeminence is the fact of surpassing all others. When something is preeminent, it is superior above all. It is superior above all people. It is superior above all things. It is superior and on a level above everything. There is no competition. There is nothing to compare to it. It stands alone when it is preeminent. It is superior and above all. So it's necessary to understand his preeminence, not only over Moses, okay? And people did that. They always try to compare Jesus with Moses and the law. And I'm showing you, ain't none. What Moses gave was something that was written on stone. And yeah, that just kind of was a symbol of ain't no life in it. Moses couldn't deliver this life. The law couldn't deliver this life. And so this preeminence had to be understood over Moses and in all things in order to understand the greatness and the fullness of grace. And so the Gospel of John is devoted to setting forth this preeminence. And as we study the whole book of John, you're going to see it over and over again begin to establish there is nothing even near the level of the Word that took on flesh to deliver a package. So in chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4, I'm going to read it again. In the beginning was the what? Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And notice he said, all things were made by him. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. So please hear me now. The Word is far more than a revelation of God. See, we want to stick the Word here. No. We're not talking about the Word, something that you read that is a revelation of God. The Word is very God. He is very God. He's not just revelation of God. He is very God. Why am I saying it like that? Because he ain't no just no, I read this and I got a revelation. What is referring to here is God. I need to calm down. I am about really ready to fly. He is not a creature, but the one by whom all things were created. Colossians 1:16, King James. Look what he says, Colossians 1:16. Hallelujah. He says, Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created. Now, this is awesome. All things were created in heaven by him, and that are in earth, all by him. Visible things you can see, all by him. Invisible things you can't see, all by him. Whether they be thrones, all by him. Dominions, created all by him. Principalities, created all by him. Or powers, created all by him. So in no book is there found a stronger claim for the deity. What do I mean by that? Deity, the one true God in human form. The deity of Christ, the one true God in human, the one true God wearing an earth suit.
Discover the distinction between just existing and truly living with Creflo Dollar's transformative series, The Preeminence of Grace versus the Law. This 13-message series shows how believers can access abundant life through the shift from Old Testament law to New Testament grace, breaking bondages and unlocking true transformation.
The law conveys no adequate idea of God. It offers shame and guilt and condemnation and death. The law cannot give you life. Jesus is your healing. Jesus is your righteousness. Jesus is your wisdom. Jesus is your everything.
For a love gift of $39, order your digital download today. Additional formats are available for the price on your screen, plus shipping and handling. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. Engage with Christ on a deeper level. Develop your walk with the Lord and strengthen your faith. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app.
You got to come to the end of yourself where you recognize, I need a Savior. I need an advocate. I need a peace offering.
With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. You can receive practical advice for applying the Word of God to your life every day with our daily devotionals.
There's something about the mercies of God when others want to count you out and stone you and all kinds of things, or pointing fingers, but thank God for Jesus being right there.
Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
There is a purpose for your life. Introducing Grace Life Academy, an innovative approach to learning God's Word. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings. You'll have access to comprehensive video Bible lessons that include features such as e-courses, study guides, an online community, quizzes, and more. Text GLA to 51555 or go online to mygracelifeacademy.com.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.